This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on July 23rd, 2014. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
Okay, moving on. Item 3 on today's agenda is draft advice. Gentlemen, thank you very much. Draft Advisory Opinion 2014-05, Henry Ford Health System Government Affairs Services PAC. I believe we've already moved the late.
We've already moved the late arriving.
Oh, we did.
Documents. And Tracy Ligon is, and Amy Rothstein. Amy?
Excuse me, Chairman. May I confirm that Mr. Fiedler is on the phone?
Please do.
Mr. Fiedler?
Yes, I am on the phone. Thank you, Tracy, and thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, all the commissioners and FEC staff for the ability to participate in this meeting.
We're about to begin deliberation, if you'll just hold on a second.
Excuse me, is it Mr. Fiedler?
Fiedler.
Fiedler.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, we have Tracy Ligon and Amy Rothstein from the Office of General Counsel here, and I want to welcome Charles Fiedler, counsel for the requester, who is available on telephone now to answer any questions. Tracy, you have a presentation for us? Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, commissioners. Before you is agenda document number 14-35. It's a draft response to a request for an advisory opinion from the Henry Ford Health System Government Affairs Services PAC. The PAC asks whether it may solicit contributions from employees of its connected organization's corporate parent and of that parent's other subsidiaries under the Act and Commission regulations. It also asks whether the Act preempts Michigan law concerning the solicitation of contributions. The draft concludes that the PAC may solicit contributions as it proposes pursuant to the Act and the Commission regulations. It does not, however, reach the preemption question because the Michigan law at issue does not apply to contributions to federal political committees, and the state has officially interpreted that law as not regulating contributions or expenditures made to support or oppose federal candidates. We did not receive any comments on the request or on the draft advisory opinion. If the commission approves this draft, we request authority to make technical and conforming changes. I'm happy to answer any questions. Thank you.
Are there any questions of Ms. Ligon? Any questions of Mr. Fiedler? Hearing none, Madam Vice Chair, do we have a motion?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. With respect to advisory opinion request 2014-5, Henry Ford Health System Government Affairs Services Political Action Committee, I move that the Commission approve agenda document number 14-35 and authorize the Office of General Counsel to make any necessary technical and conforming edits.
I take this out of order, but with the motion pending on the floor, let me just ask Mr. Fiedler one last opportunity. Mr. Fiedler, did you have any reaction to the draft that you've seen?
No, I do not.
Okay. Any questions, comments regarding the pending motion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? The motion passes by a vote of 6-0. Item 4 on our agenda was a draft advisory opinion in 2014-08. I understand, Mr. Noddy, it has been withdrawn today.
It was withdrawn late last night, yes.
Okay, so we will not take that up.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes,
may I make
Mr. Noddy,
one,
yes.
One quick observation on that. The Policy Division's legal intern, Drusilla Tickner, sitting here in the front row, did a tremendous amount of work on that AO and was prepared to present it today. And I just wanted to recognize the pretty stellar job she did on that not-so-simple
You
request.
Know what? I didn't realize who wrote it. I thought one of our 12-year experienced attorneys had put that one together. And you compiled the right legal points quite well. There was, I believe, agreement on the conclusion that you proposed to us, and indeed even at the line you drew on compensation. And I just want to thank you and commend you on your work. It was excellent work, beyond what I would expect of a law student. So thank you for being with us this summer and for your good work. Okay. Mr. Palmer, are there any management or administrative matters which the commission must address today?
Mr. Chairman, there are no such matters.
Hearing none, this meeting is adjourned, and the commission will reconvene in 10 minutes to resume our executive session continued from yesterday.